So my partner Rodney and I, we really enjoy going for drives just to check out the river situation and how the water is going in these, when it's cyclone time and it's rain, but any time really. So we were going out for a drive. It was about, must have been about 8:30 on Saturday night. And just as we passed the very first grid leading out of town, my partner yelled out the window, yelled at me, "What's that?" And he stopped and reversed really quickly. And I looked out my passenger side window and there was a big rustle in the bushes. So we grabbed the torch, had a look, and the big croc had already gone over the little mound of grass. But the little croc, we saw the little croc swimming right next to the road, and I saw the full length of his body and his head all sticking up out of the water.
What sizes are we talking about between the big and the small croc?
So the big one definitely would have been over a metre, judging by the size of the swirl and the movement in the bushes.
Yeah.
And the small croc would have been about 70 to 80 centimetres long.
So paint a picture for me. How far away from the centre of town is this?
Well, let's just put it this way. If you turn around, you can see the petrol station. So it would have been probably about 250 to 300 metres away from the very first house.
Right, so that's pretty close.
Definitely.
How did that make you feel, Rita, when you first saw that croc, you know, out the window of your car?
I love it. I'm a very excitable person. I get so excited to see them. I'm a city girl, so to be able to see wildlife like that, which is so dangerous but also so important to our ecosystem, so close to town, it's very, very exciting for me.
Is that something you've seen before or is this quite a rare event?
I've never seen it this close to town before, but I've only been in Bourketown for about 9 months. So I think that's why it's so exciting for me. But from my impression and what my partner Rod says, it's a normal occurrence, and he continually warns me about crocodiles, and I always laugh thinking, ha-ha, they can't come up this close, or you're kidding me, right? But actually, no, I've seen it now with my own eyes, so, yeah, it's amazing.
So why do you think he's so concerned? What's so dangerous about them from your perspective?
Well, crocodiles, especially the saltwater crocodiles, are extremely dangerous. All the kids that play in the areas, people who go for walks and things like that are in quite a lot of danger. So it's a bit of a scary thing. We definitely need to make people, especially tourists, aware of the crocodiles. Numerous times we've caught tourists standing very, very close to the riverbanks, and we always stop and warn them, but I think a lot more awareness needs to get out there, especially to tourists that come, because it's not a, you know, we don't say it for fun. We say it because there's a real danger.
So the crocs that you saw out your car window on Saturday night, do you think they were saltwater crocodiles?
Definitely.
And what makes you say that?
My partner Rodney is actually the tourist ranger, and he runs the Bourketown Visitor Centre, and he is a Indigenous man. He's a Gungalida man, and he's grown up in Bourketown his whole entire life, so he can very quickly identify many different species of birds and reptiles and all of the local animals. He knows them like the back of his hand.
So being a local man, was he worried about it being so close to town?
He's always worried about it because he's very aware of how close they do come. To him, it's normal, having grown up here, but he still worries, and he's still constantly aware.
And Rita, is this something that will continue to happen because of the rain? You know, the fish are coming in closer to Bourketown. It's going to bring the crocodiles in?
Yes, absolutely. Because of the rain, the local waterways become connected to even the roadside water, where the water collects. So with this cyclonic rain, which is so good for the country, this definitely will continue to happen, and they'll just get closer. These areas can be very, very dangerous, and you never know what's lying underneath the water. As I just saw, so close to town, there's crocs 250 metres away from town. You just never know. Up in the top end, you just always, always keep in mind that there's something dangerous under the water.
Despite the drenching the Gulf of Carpentaria has received over the last 10 days, it's not just the rain that's brought the crocs out and about. According to Rita's partner, Gangalida Garawa traditional owner, Rodney Cumsing, it's a combination of decent rain and mating season.
When the river's in that swell, it's mating time as well. So the crocs are still mating at the moment. And there's our rangers done a survey last week, and they've seen a lot of small juvenile crocodiles in the river as well.
More than normal?
Yeah, more than normal. So they're still pretty active out there, and they're actually moving around up in the rivers and creeks at the moment.
Because at the moment there's cyclonic winds, and I mean, I know Burketown and the Gulf of Carpentaria always gets a lot of rain in this wet season, but because we've got those cyclonic winds, does that mean the movement of these crocodiles is a bit scattered? You know, it's less reliable?
Yeah, that is true. Wherever there's water, because they actually get out on the land and walk as well this time of the year. So they could be anywhere. Our rangers run into a big croc a couple of days ago, 5.5 metre crocodile. That's in the Albert River.
How far away from town?
I'd say 2 k's in the main river.
Would that 5.5 metre crocodile have been brought in because of the rain?
It was a big male crocodile, so he was in his area, you know, protecting his boundary. This wet season's not too bad. Not that long ago, I think about 7 or 8 years ago, the whole town was surrounded by water, you know, by the flood waters. So we're like a little island, and a lot of pets go missing.
Yeah. So I guess if you could say something to tourists and to locals about being careful about crocodiles, what would you say, Rodney?
At this point, I'd say don't swim within 120 kilometres of Burketown.